Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. It's all free. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you got going on, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, distinguished fellow with the National Center for Public Analysis, ncpa.org, former member of the Fed. Bob, thanks again for hanging up. By the way, also former chancellor of the Texas A&M University system. Bob, the Fed is meeting this week, and they're not going to be any surprises. I mean, quantitative easing, QE3, I guess we're still in. They're not going to change that, are they?
I don't think so. Everybody is debating whether whether it's going to go along as long as it was said. But Bernanke has a solid majority of the votes behind him.
What would you do if you? How would you vote? How would you have voted in the last year or two? If you were still on the?
I would have voted with him.
You do? You've been a pretty big supporter of his, haven't you?
Yes, I think he's done a great job. It's unfortunate that the economy can't do any better than limp along without a lot of Fed. Hell.
Well, I will tell you, it's not his fault that the economy is doing what it's doing. I mean, I actually blame this on Washington, and I give a hefty portion of it to President Obama, because his policies are not making small business owners want to take risks or hire more people. But it is a shame. But I will tell you though, Bob, as you know, and I've said this before. I do differentiate between the Wall Street economy and the Main Street economy, and I believe that Mr. Bernanke's policies have helped and maybe even propped up the Wall Street economy, and they have not helped the Main Street economy. Now, where am I wrong?
Well, you may not be wrong, but a collapse of the Wall Street economy is not going to do the mainstream economy any good.
Well, that's true, but if they're propped up, that could also mean that could be another way of saying bubble, and if that bubble bursts, we haven't benefited from the bubble, but we'll be hurt by the bursting.
Well, I don't see any bubbles around right now.
Okay.
The biggest danger I see are student loans.
Well, that's a big one. That's true.
Yeah.
But when you see the stock market not being phased in any way by high unemployment, by Cyprus, by Syria, by North Korea. I mean, holy mackerel! When you see the no matter what happens, the stock market just goes up day after day. I mean, does that not make you pause a little bit?
Well, you got to remember that it's going back to record levels, but it's been at those levels several times. You know, it just now passed its March 09 level. And in March 09, I mean, before that, it had collapsed before. So
yeah.
we're retaking ground that we used to occupy.
Yeah,
is one way I think of it. So I don't think of the stocks as being sky high. I just think of them as finally having come back to where they ought to be.
Do you and the big companies that are really the ones that are being traded on the stock market? They're more profitable. Obviously, their rate earnings, their price share prices, based on their earnings. But they're doing more business internationally, which makes them different from the Main Street economy.
Well, you mentioned the president's policies. If he had been a friendlier president they'd repatriate a lot of those foreign profits.
They'd do it tomorrow.
A lot more of them here.
They'd do it tomorrow.
That's right. They feel besieged,
right?
You know, all this, all the taxes embedded in Obamacare. It's got people working to split up jobs into two part-time jobs to stay under the threshold. all sorts of odd things like that. And why don't we have the Keystone Pipeline approved?
That's another point.
Such a no-brainer.
If President Obama today just said, I'm thinking about changing my mind. I wouldn't have to change his mind. He wouldn't have to sign anything. If he just said, I'm thinking about changing my mind on the Keystone Pipeline, gasoline prices would drop 50 cents a gallon.
Very, very likely. And I don't know what's holding him up. The State Department has now given him political cover.
He is he's an environmental ideologue. That's why.
Well,
I don't think
he knows a lot of his supporters are environmental ideologues.
That's right.
Yeah,
but
same thing, I guess.
But back to the Fed, they're going to continue. They've already projected this QE as they're doing. $85 billion a month of new money they're printing every month. They're projecting that into next year, didn't they?
The current pace is $85 billion of asset purchases per month.
Mm-hmm.
And if that goes on all year, it'll add another $1 trillion to the assets of the Fed.
The Fed has never had that kind of a balance sheet before, have they?
No. And it's actually helping the fiscal situation because it raises Fed earnings, which they turn over to the Treasury. So, in effect, a lot of the national debt's being...
But aren't we really talking about monopoly money? And isn't that dangerous, Bob?
Well, the money is not being created. The actual money supply the public uses has increased around 6% in the last year or so, and less than that in the last 3 months. What's being created is bank reserves. The Fed is buying securities and paying for them by crediting the bank's reserve account.
And banks are leaving
those funds there.
I want to come back to this because, folks, I want Bob to paint a scenario for us when we come back about what this is going to look like when all this gets unwound, when that balance sheet is brought down, which is going to have to happen eventually, I think. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.